Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. 8 days till Christmas.
Wow.
I'm sure many of the children in our radio listening family are excited and are counting down every single second. And I hope many of you are counting down the next two items I'll bring to your attention. One, at the end of the program, there'll be a chance to win two tickets, a pair of tickets to Kenny Rogers coming this Sunday night to the State Farm Center. So there'll be a call-in during the morning edition of Mark and Friends, and when this re-airs in the evening, so be listening for a call-in. Also, there are still tickets available for this Saturday's special event, an Elvis Christmas, with Scott Waddles and Blue Suede Crew, along with the Singing Men of GNN and other special guests at the Effingham Performance Center, 1325 Outer Belt West in Effingham, Illinois, about 70 minutes south of Champaign-Urbana. So come on out, everyone. It'll be a great evening of fun, of fellowship, and a worshipful time with the Singing Men of GNN. It's a Christmas concert, yet a number of the selections by Scott Waddles will have that Elvis flair to it. Tickets are only $10 and can be purchased at the door. Well, if you were tuned in yesterday, you know we're in part two of a Haven Today Christmas special titled Jesus Has Come to Our World, hosted by Charles Morris, and we'll pick up where we left off yesterday. So thanks for listening and being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Not too many weeks ago, I sat down with Ann Voskamp, a best-selling author, a farmer's wife, and a homeschool mother of six children. And we talked about what her family enjoys doing come Christmas time.
When one of your kids was five,
Yes. The
oldest, he brought this up about giving at Christmas, didn't he?
He did. We were tucking him in at Christmas, and he said, Mama, if Christmas is Jesus' birthday, why couldn't I be giving gifts to Jesus for his birthday? So it really took me aback.
Uh-huh.
So we started this tradition. If we wanted to give gifts to Jesus at Christmas, we would give to the least of these. So we take the World Vision Catalog and the Compassion Catalog, the Samaritan's Purse Catalog, Harvest for Hope Catalog. So every morning at breakfast, 2 weeks working our way up to Christmas, and the kids love this. They'll come in from barn chores, hungry, and they'll come in for breakfast. We will have breakfast together, and then they open up all these catalogs, and we'll set aside so much every morning that they can give, and they all have to negotiate where they're going to go.
So collectively,
they'll
decide,
you know what, oh, this is a good deal. You get so many chickens for so much money. I think rabbits are a better idea.
Uh-huh.
So they negotiate. So each morning, 2 weeks before Christmas, that's how we work our way up to Christmas, which really does build this anticipation that we're giving to Jesus. He says, the greatest gift.
You're listening to Jesus Has Come to Our World, a Haven Today Christmas special. I'm Charles Morris. Come back with me into an older world, a world where a city had recently heard news that her prophesied prince was on his way and finally coming home. You can imagine the bustling around as people in some parts of the city scrambled to get ready for the coming of the prince. Those who had long been unjustly locked in the dungeons of the city waited with eager expectation to have the coming prince come and hear their case and declare them in the right, and then place the keys he had brought in the locks and open wide the dungeon doors. But there were also many who did not want the prince to come. They filled their money bags by tricking the poor. They took advantage of the elderly who could not protect themselves. These evil doers had an inkling that the coming prince would not overlook them and their craft. Their life was comfortable, thank you very much, and he might call them to account for all the bad that they had done. Those who wanted him couldn't bring him any faster, but those who hoped the prince would never come would not be able to keep him away. The prince came precisely when he intended to, and he would save and rule in the city. This is a story we might recognize. It is the story of a son who promised to one day be with us and to bring a people out of exile. It is the expectation of one, capital One, who would be coming from an almost forgotten family. It's a family called the branch or rod of Jesse. The shoot or branch brings to mind an old stump of a tree that had been cut down and left for dead, suddenly springing out with a tiny new shoot bursting with green life. This new life promised to bring others who were down in the dungeons of death back to life. This promised prince would come like a radiant, surprising sunrise. The sun of righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, said a prophet of this old world. He would shine bright light into a dark and depressed world to bring hope to those eyes which had slowly grown dim, forgetting what a sunrise even looked like. The prophets all promised that this prince would have the keys to death and Hades. That meant that whatever he opened would stay forever opened, and whatever he shut would stay forever shut. If he brought his people to life, they would never die again. But what the prophets predicted, and may not have expected, is that this young prince wasn't just coming to save and rule in their city. He would rule all the surrounding cities, and even countries far away that they had never even heard of. When he was in charge of all the cities, they would no longer fight wars against each other. Some called him the Prince of Peace for this very reason. Do you know the name of this prince? His name is part of a holiday we celebrate at the end of every year. We may ourselves have forgotten because we live in a new world that this holiday, though, is all about Jesus. Christmas, it was named. Jesus is the one who came down and tabernacled God with us. Jesus was that sprouting shoot, bursting with new life, that came from a stump that seemed completely dead. Jesus is the sunrise that sends out his beams to warm and heal a cold and darkened world. Jesus is the key of David who could open and shut permanently. And Jesus is also our Prince of Peace. He came as a shepherd looking for the sheep from other pens. All the nations are calling on his name to be saved, and one day we'll be completely free from war and division that comes from them. But until then, we join our voices to an unknown author who went to be with the Lord over 1,800 years ago, and we sing about all these things that Jesus is for us as we say, O come, Emmanuel.
Until the sun.
You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends with an Our Christmas special by Haven Today titled Jesus Has Come to Our World, hosted by Charles Morris. Haven Today is heard at 6 p.m. on WGNJ Monday through Friday and at 11 p.m. on WGNN. This one-hour broadcast, I'm breaking into three programs. Yesterday and today's edition are archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archive programs link, and tomorrow we'll conclude the broadcast. So sit back, continue to enjoy the music and the ministry of Charles Morris on Jesus Has Come to Our World.
O come, Emmanuel. The last words of the Bible are a very helpful way to prepare our hearts to celebrate Christmas again this year. Revelation 22, 20 and 21. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with God's people. Amen.
Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength. Consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every love.
Fernando Ortega from Christmas Songs and Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus. You're listening to Jesus Has Come to Our World, a Haven Today Christmas special. I'm Charles Morris. Why did angels announce Jesus' birth to shepherds? Charles Wesley's hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, is a poetic arrangement of the angels' announcement that Jesus was born. But we ask again, why were unnamed shepherds chosen as the ones to hear that a Savior, the Son of David, had been born? The Gospel of Luke tells the story of Jesus' entry into the world through the eyes of many hearers. The news that a Savior was born was too good to only come to one person. You know the infectious excitement when you receive good news. The wife who has been trying to conceive a child and then finds out she's pregnant doesn't only tell her husband, although she's bursting with excitement to tell him. She goes on to tell every person who will listen. Best friends get a call. Siblings hear the news. Facebook gets an announcement. Everyone has to know that the ones who were waiting for months or years, praying and hoping for a baby, are now expecting one to arrive. I think this is the kind of enthusiasm Luke has when Jesus is born. Even before he's born, Mary gets the announcement from an angel that she will be expecting a Messiah to come from her womb. She tells her cousin, and that causes the future John the Baptist in Elizabeth's womb to leap for joy. But then Elizabeth asks the same question we are asking about those shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night. Elizabeth asks, "But why am I so favored that the mother of the Lord should come to me?" Why were unnamed shepherds in a field chosen to hear this good tidings of great joy? But before we answer, let's look at how Luke adds two others who saw the baby Jesus with their own eyes. Simeon in Jerusalem, and Anna, who was a prophetess. Simeon had the gift of witnessing the salvation of God because of a promise. Luke 2:26 says, "It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah." The elderly prophetess Anna had been fasting, worshiping, and would not leave the temple. And so she was chosen to tell others about Jesus, those who were waiting for the redemption of Israel. The Lord revealed Jesus in the book of Luke to Mary, the mother of Jesus, Elizabeth, the cousin of Mary, as well as Simeon and Anna, elderly Israelites waiting for the coming Messiah. But why was this good news announced by a whole host of angels from heaven to unnamed shepherds in a darkened field? I think we get an answer in Ezekiel 34. The context is that the ones in charge had mistreated the people of Israel, the ones that were chosen rulers who were supposed to protect and guide the Jewish nation had taken advantage of them and cheated them. So God promised, "I myself will come and look after them." No longer would God rule his people through kings, prophets, and priests. He promises in Ezekiel 34, "I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness." The angels came to shepherds watching over their flocks by night and told them that their shepherd had come. The shepherds in the field would become the sheep. Another promise from Ezekiel 34, "I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd." Why were the shepherds chosen to hear this news? Because they needed to go see the Messiah. They needed to become like little needy sheep herded by the bright light of a star to a place in Bethlehem where a baby was wrapped in swaddling clothes. These shepherds, unknown, watching in the dark, had finally been found by their shepherd, the good shepherd. Jesus had come.
Well, I'll jump in here. Part 3 will be aired tomorrow. This is a one-hour Christmas special, which is archived at greatnewsradio.org. So if you missed yesterday's broadcast, you can hear that. And we'll complete this Jesus Has Come to Our World tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, as promised, Right now, the third caller will get a pair of tickets to Kenny Rogers coming to the State Farm Center this Sunday night at 7:30. Third caller right now, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Now, for those of you that won't be winners today or tonight, all Great News Radio listeners can get discounts to Kenny Rogers by calling Rose at the State Farm Center with this special number, 217-333-5404. That's 217-333-5404. That's a direct line to Rose, and she can offer discounts on all tickets to Great News Radio listeners or the friends or family members to Kenny Rogers this Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. at the State Farm Center. Now, if you get Rose's answering machine, leave your name and phone number, and she'll call you back. So it should be an interesting show, as he'll sing a lot of Christmas favorites along with some of his legendary hits. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a Haven Today Christmas special. It'll be part three. It was a 55-minute feature that I'm breaking into 3 days of broadcasts, and it's titled Jesus Has Come to Our World. Have a great day, and keep listening to Great News Radio.